The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Comics!
Comics!
I love comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you got about talk about with comics?
Well, not just the papers recycled, but a lot of the storylines are recycled too, so that's good for the environment.
This is especially true of Marvel lately.
Character designs and development, they're recycled. That's always good.
Favorite character design so far is still Batman Ninja. Have you been watching any of the trailers for that?
Yes.
It looks just... It looks like wacky fun.
Yep.
Wacky fun. Yep. So, we've got...
We have some sponsors.
Yes.
I guess
wait,
we probably...
Wait, Darren, do we still have sponsors?
Yes.
Sweet! Okay. The Geek Cave Podcast comic book segment is brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today, BuzzTime, Great Minds Drink Alike, and GameStop, power to the players. We love our sponsors. We need our sponsors. Please don't leave us.
Nicely done.
Please. Thank you. It's rare, but it happens. So, Darren, what
yes.
you got comic book news-wise?
Well, it looks like big changes.
Well, that was great, Chad.
Darren's going to train under the Micro Machine guy just so he can start giving news.
I'd be okay with that. I apologize. Darren, in all seriousness, what you got?
Well, there are a couple of big changes coming for both Marvel and DC. It looks like the Rebirth storyline is going to be wrapping up in the near future, which is kind of sad because it's been bringing us some really, really, really good stuff. But it looks like they're finally going to wind down that whole Dr. Manhattan Doomsday Clock thing. And that'll be
okay, but if they don't wind up Rebirth, then they can't move on to the next reboot series. So,
don't even get me started about the reboot series.
No, see, they do Rebirth and then they do Afterbirth.
Hey.
Talking about all this birth, I'm literally kidding.
What the hell?
Like a woman in labor. I am literally kidding.
I'm envisioning a new comic book character, Placenta.
With the superpowers of...
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. See?
All right, carry on.
Darren, go.
Darren, recycles. Tell that joke you know.
Okay, so two guys walk into a bar and the third one ducks. Hey! Marvel... Marvel has decided to reboot yet again. So that's...
Yeah. I saw that. What does that make? Seven? Eight?
Seven. Seven in 5 years. So I'm going to... Just a little bit of a fun... game here. I'm going to go through all of these rebirth, just the names, and you tell me what's different about them when I'm done.
Okay.
Marvel Now. Then all new Marvel Now.
Uh-huh.
And then Avengers Now. And then all new, all different Marvel. Marvel Now 2.0. Marvel Legacy. And Marvel Fresh Start. Okay.
Fresh Start is the one that's about to happen, right?
Yes.
Okay.
None of them have Batman.
This is true.
Is that what's different? Is that what...
that?
Okay. Do all of them coincide with some change in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No, not all of them.
Okay. Well, they're either now or new, mm-hmm. except for Legacy. Legacy's different.
Yeah.
They all have Marvel in the title.
Yeah.
One assumes, yes.
Well, you know,
well, yeah.
Marvel Now, all new Marvel. Marvel, was it Marvel Now 2.0 or just Marvel 2.0?
There was a Marvel Now 2.0 as well.
So yeah, it's either new or now. So they really have a thing for N's and W's.
From what I can tell, the big difference is that Iron Man has a different suit in each one.
Well, I can't tell that by a worded list.
No, that's the point.
Wait. Is this like an anagram where if you rearrange the letters of the title, it tells you what alloy his suit is made out of?
No. But see, that's the whole point.
Marvel Now. Okay, there's...
Own. I don't know what Own is. It's like vibrating. It's fake.
But no, that's Oprah's network. It's Oprah Winfrey-um. It's Oprah Winfrey-um.
Winfrey-um.
Everybody gets a car when Tony Stark shows up. That's his power.
Other than Captain America, Steve Rogers becoming a Nazi in Marvel Now 2.0, there really hasn't been any big difference between any of the storylines as far as the characterizations, as far as the teams. Well, get ready, put on your big boy pants. Marvel Fresh Start is going to be happening, and hey, the X-Men are part of the promotional art again, so that's something that has nothing to do with Disney buying Fox whatsoever.
Never.
Also, it looks like Spider-Man is back to being a schmuck, as far as, you know, he's not successful anymore. Thor is a guy again, and he has a golden arm. Bruce Banner's the Hulk again. Steve Rogers is Captain America, who just recently completed his apology tour around the U.S. And yeah, it's Marvel.
It's almost like they're getting ready for a big shakeup in the cinematic universe, so they want to make sure people are on board in the comics universe.
Now, it's funny.
As long as Squirrel Girl is still a thing, I'm okay.
And still unbeatable.
Yes, that is key.
I'm looking at this character art. I don't see Squirrel Girl.
Doesn't mean she's not in there somewhere.
No, you're right.
I'm willing to give it a day or two.
Yeah. It is noteworthy that Jessica Jones and Iron Fist and the Punisher all kind of look like their Netflix series versions. But for the most part... Mm-hmm. there's no real
Squirrel Girl's off hiding her nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
Doreen Green is fashionably late. That's how she rolls.
Marvel's solicitations are basically along the lines of, it's a great jumping on point. And oh, by the way, we know that a few of our issues are getting close to really big numbers, so we're going to be releasing issues with two numbers. For example, Black Panther 1 and Black Panther 150 are the same thing.
Well, that's not going to be confusing at all to look that up in a price guide.
No. No.
In 50 years.
Not at all. So, that's the thing. DC has unveiled a couple of new imprints specifically for young readers and young adults. I guess young readers would be more like the child set. I don't know why they don't just say kids and young adults, but whatever. DC Zoom will be focused on...
Kids are assholes. We don't associate with them.
DC Zoom will be for middle school kids. Ink will be for young adults. Both of these imprints will be launching later this year, and they'll feature some pretty big talent from within the comic industry, like Melissa De La Cruz, Michael Northrup. Looks like Ridley Pearson will be writing a Super Sons book for DC Zoom, which is good because they just canceled Super Sons, which is a shame. I really enjoyed that book. And it looks like a Harley Quinn graphic novel has been announced for DC Zoom as well.
Is DC Zoom also going to be just focused mostly on bad guys using the Speed Force in order to cause troubles for Barry Allen?
No, interestingly enough, Interestingly enough, DC Zoom will be focused more on kind of social and world issues like climate change.
Great. So it's going to be the Timothy Dalton of... Timothy Dalton Bond movies of the DC Universe.
Hey, those two movies weren't that bad.
Well,
they weren't that bad. I agree. And yet, what was it was a Dalton that had the drug dealer that they inflated?
No,
that was Roger Moore, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was late Roger Moore. That was Live and Let Die.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I was getting that confused with License to Kill.
And you're the movie guy.
I am the movie guy. But they were books long before they were movies.
Okay, fair enough. Still, I win!
also, DC...
GoldenEye reference?
DC.
No, that would be I Am Invincible!
DC Inc. will also feature a book of Superman fighting the KKK, and it's just called Superman Smashes the Klan. So, I'm on board.
DC Inc. also full of sweet tattoo options.
Mmm, yes.
Hey, no harm in my book.
The bat stands for a bat.
It's one of my favorite parts. Go read Batman's Super Friends arc. Do it now.
I'm waiting for Justin and Darren to actually get tattoos like right on their chests. Like Darren gets the Superman symbol and Justin gets the Batman symbol. I'm just going to show up with like a lightning bolt right in the middle.
So Flash or Shazam?
It doesn't really matter because it's going to be so covered with chest hair, no one's going to notice. That way my mother won't take like a scotch pad to me and remove it.
Ouch. All right.
Really?
Yeah. Really, she has said that if I got a tattoo, she would remove it with steel wool.
You are in your 30s. You live in a different state. You are married and have a child and have a fairly successful career. And your mother would still take a scotch pad, a steel wool pad to you if you got a tattoo.
You've met my mother.
This is true.
Do you think the jersey would really, you know, leave just because I'm 35?
No. But on the upside, when she goes to get the step stool to get up to your chest... That gives you a head start. By the way, Linda, if you're listening, I love you. Darren wrote that joke.
Don't do that when I'm getting ready to drink.
All right, you know what? I think I'm done. I don't have anything else to note.
I was going to ask you if you had anything else to...
No, I've got nothing else.
Oh.
I quit.
Okay. Chad, do you have any comic news?
Yeah, coming this summer, there is going to be a comic version of an old Mike Hammer detective story. Now, Mike Hammer was around in like the late 40s and 50s, but this year is the 100th anniversary of Frank Morrison Spillane, who is better known as Mickey Spillane, who created this detective, this hard-boiled detective, Mike Hammer. And so the first book is being turned into a 4-issue comic. Think of Mike Hammer as kind of the first iteration of Dirty Harry, a detective who was far more willing to just mete out justice than to go through the system that would occasionally let people out.
Nice.
And so 4-issue thing, if you're into detective, you know, those kind of noir detective stories, which quite honestly, we haven't really had a good one lately.
Yeah.
You know, Batman has always kind of filled that niche of the noir style, but they've been focused so much on the action parts of it that they've kind of forgotten the detective part at times.
Yeah, people tend to forget that Batman is the world's greatest detective.
Yeah. So if you remember some of those 40s detective movies and books and so forth, here's a chance to reread that first one with a new medium.
Cool. Okay. All right. So if there's nothing else, I guess we'll move on to the long box. Kent?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
I need a cigarette. I don't smoke. Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never looked. These are the jokes, people. Get used to it. How long have we been doing this? Because if you're not used to these jokes by now, man.
Oh.
All
right. All right.
So, with the release of Black Panther in
what?
Theaters.
Oh, okay, keep going. I got to go see a movie.
All right, wait. All right, you back?
Yeah. All right.
With the release of Black Panther in theaters, which we'll talk about in the movie segment because it's doing very well.
Ooh, is it ever?
I chose to do my long box on Claw.
So I'll get you next time, Gadget.
No. Yeah. So Dr. Claw is most known as the villain of Inspector Gadget. You never see his face except in that weird toy release, which doesn't count. No. And you're right, there is that weird catchphrase of "I'll get you next time, Gadget."
That's not
what.
Don't tell him that. He's got like 4 pages of notes here, man.
I do.
Damn it.
Oh man.
All right. Fine. Ulysses Claw.
Doctor Ulysses Claw.
I'm getting to that.
Oh.
Ulysses Claw.
I'm just saying, respect the man.
First appeared in Marvel Comics in 1966 and Fantastic Four number 53. And once again, created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. It's like these guys did a lot of shit back in the 60s.
Mostly mushrooms and pot. Excelsior. Don't tell me that, looking at their body of work, that they weren't on something mind-altering.
I am not telling you anything at all. Oh. So he was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Ulysses Claw, and you're never going to believe this, was the son of a Nazi war criminal. Yeah. Fritz Claw.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Fritz Claw.
We're sorry. Our brain cannot accept this response right now. Please try again later.
By the way, if there's some confusion here, I understand. Claw is spelled C-L-A-U-E. You know.
Really? Yes. C, huh?
No, I'm sorry. K. K-L-A-U-E. Claw. Ah. Yeah. And...
Hmm.
Fritz Claw.
Duly noted.
Was part of the Blitzkrieg squad.
Okay.
Well, after the war ended, he and his kind were not fondly looked upon, so they changed their last
name. No!
Yeah. So they changed their last name to K-L-A-W, you know, the more Anglican common spelling of Claw.
The more dumb American version.
Yeah.
Maybe before it was Fritz Claw.
Fritz Claw, yes.
Just one word, though. Fritz Claw.
Fritz Claw.
Somehow that sounds more Nazish.
Would you pass the Fritz Claw, please?
Oh.
I do a German accent, but it is so pervy, I don't do it very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ulysses Claw became a physicist. He actually has a doctorate he has a PhD in physics. So when I said Dr. Claw, Darren, I was not wrong. You shut your damn mouth right now.
Okay.
Thank you. He became a physicist in applied sonics. But he was going to make a device that would create physical mass out of sound. He could convert sound waves into a physical mass. But in order to do that, he needed a little known substance called vibranium. Now, for those of you who don't know, vibranium is what Captain America's shield is made out of. It is a metal that absorbs shockwaves. It is very, you know, it's very, very tough, nigh on indestructible, and just anything that hits it, it just absorbs it, you know, and just keeps it, you know, it's that cool. And really the only place to get vibranium was the country of Wakanda.
BTW, there's a Wakanda, Illinois, that is continuing to get requests for vibranium because the internet is fun.
Okay. The only place to get it was the African nation, Wakanda.
That's an important note.
Yes, thank you for the clarification.
Never mind
Chad.
That vibranium is fictitious.
Yes. But still, really, there's a Wakanda, Illinois.
Yeah, W-A-U-K instead of W-A-U-K.
Yeah, it's just south of Chicago.
So, let's see.
There's also a Wakanda State Park in...
Are you sure they don't pronounce it Wakanda?
It might be. Illinois.
No, they
place.
Actually pronounce it Wakanda.
All right.
There you go. You too can travel to picturesque Wakanda without leaving the comfort of your own nation. Unless you're not from the United States, in which case...
Why would you want to?
There's some really great things to see in America.
Be prepared for some culture shock, though. It's not what you expect.
It really isn't, especially if all you see is the news.
Yeah. I ask because Versailles, France,
mm-hmm.
there is a town in Missouri that is spelled exactly like it, but pronounced Versailles.
Yes. Yes, there is.
So I'm like, are we sure it's Wakanda, Illinois?
No, yeah, it is.
Anyway. So he needs vibranium to make his device work. So rather than, you know, go through the proper channels or whatever, he just storms into the country and steals it. Because why not? In the process, he murders in cold blood the ruler of Wakanda, T'Chaka, in front of his son, T'Challa. And by the way, yes, he becomes the new ruler of Wakanda and the new Black Panther. He's making... Dr. Claw's making friends right from the get-go. He manages to escape with some vibranium, but at the cost of his right hand. He is forever forced to use the stranger technique.
Okay.
Kids, ask your dad.
Or not.
Or not. Years later, he reemerges with a sonic emitter in place of his missing hand, because why not? And it can create objects just by using sound. You know, think Green Lantern's ring, but, you know, with sound. Why not? He also created a device that turns him into a being composed solely of sound, thus making him immortal. Yeah. He becomes sound. After reemerging in this new evolved state, as it were, he fights Black Panther and the Fantastic Four and loses. Because, you know, bad guy. Gotta go to jail.
Right.
He's in prison, but is freed by someone called the Crimson Cowl, which is really just an alias for Ultron. Because... Ultron needs an alias. He joins the Masters of Evil, but they're defeated by the Avengers because, you know, bad guy gotta lose. I'm gonna mispronounce this wrong. I know I am, but later, after being imprisoned again.
If you mispronounce something wrong, does that mean you got it right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, carry sure. on.
He was freed by the Sheenarians, which was a cult dedicated strictly to Charlie Sheen and his escapades.
Huh. A lot of tiger imagery, I imagine.
Yeah, they win a lot. They may also be an extra-dimensional race who wanted to, you know, use his powers to invade Earth, but I digress. Also, he fails. Yeah.
Well, history's written by the winners.
This is true. This is a fun tidbit. After that, you know, the fifth failure, he encountered Dazzler. And his humanoid form is destroyed, and his sound energy form is blasted into space.
Hmm.
Behold the power of Dazzler, bitches.
Well, that was good history. Nice to hear about that.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Doom somehow restores him to his corporeal form.
Why would he do that? Doom is not known for wanting competition.
No, he wants to use him. He's going to...
Of course he does.
Yeah. But there's a wee bit of a drawback when he reemerges because he has the mind of a child and he's insane.
I would make that argument before he turned into a sound wave and blasted into space. That he was insane.
Yeah, well, he turned himself into a sound wave on his own, but being blasted into space was not his own doing.
Mm.
Slowly but surely, his mind recovers, and he's back to the old crazy claw that we all know and love. At this part, this is kind of where I draw my suspension of disbelief, this part of his history right here. Why, you may ask? The phrase vibranium cancer.
Okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. It's discovered that vibranium puts out a radiation and it gives people cancer. No, the metal itself contracts cancer. The world supply of vibranium starts to explode.
What?
And yeah, I know. How you may ask, did this happen?
Yeah.
Did it have like a one night tryst with animatium and, you know, proper protection wasn't used? No. Captain America's shield was broken and it was improperly repaired, thus knocking the molecules of vibranium out of whack, which had a widespread result to all other forms of vibranium, even though they aren't, you know, connected. Claw goes to, because that's the largest store of vibranium on the planet, and he intends to use the explosion to, you know, use the sound of the explosion and the energy of it to increase his power, make himself stronger. Well, Cap, being the smart man that he is, figures this out and goes there to stop him. And at one point, Claw blasts Cap's shield, which, lo and behold, realigns the molecules of vibranium in the shield,
okay,
thus repairing it properly, thus healing all of the vibranium in the world.
That's left,
yes. But the largest store of it did not explode yet.
Ah, good.
Yeah,
good.
We're talking like the little trinkets of vibranium that get sold in Times Square, you know, just...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like little party favors.
The little hammerhead thing from the museum.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Some caused damage, some were like, what the hell was that?
Hmm.
Some people's pants caught fire. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know what the damage was, but the large store of it is still fine. Oh. And that's pretty much the last of his big escapades. He shows up here and there, but he's, yeah, it's nutty Dr. Claw.
Huh.
As I've said, he has a device on his arm, you know, sans hand, that emits sonic energy and can create physical objects out of sound. He can also turn himself into pure sound because, you know, why not?
Why not?
He's appeared on such things as the Superhero Squad show. I was unaware of this, but BET had a Black Panther cartoon series for a while.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's awesome. He's appeared on Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, Ultimate Spider-Man, and, of course, Avengers Age of Ultron and Black Panther. Yeah, like I said earlier, he has a PhD in physics, so... Truly, he is Dr. Claw.
All right, I rescind my earlier concerns.
He'll get you next time, Black Panther. Next time.
There it is.
So, there's everything you never wanted to know about Ulysses Klaue.
Wow. I regret your choice.
Son of Fritz Klaue.
In Greece, is he known as Odysseus Klaue?
Sure, why not?
Ulysses was the...
I get it. Didn't want it, but I got it.
Just trying to bring some culture to this place.
You are quickly becoming my primus nemesis.
Ah, excellent.
For those of you who don't know, download last month's podcast.
Specifically the comics segment. You know, I was going to bring you one of my books, too. You know, Latin for every occasion. It's got some good stuff in there. It's sitting on top of the VCR. Yes, that's not a typo. VCR. Just, you know, with the other dead things.
Like my will to keep continuing this segment?
Yep.
Oh.
On we get.
Oh, well, to quote Jeremy Clarkson, on that disappointing note.
On that terribly disappointing note. We'll see you next time. Good night.
That's the end of the comic book segment, apparently, unless somebody has any further business.
Nope.
All right. Obviously, you found us, so you know where to look for us. But if you didn't know, you can find us on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, or if you have an Amazon Echo, just go, "Hey, Alexa, play Geek Cave Podcast at a moderate volume." So, like I said, that's it for comics. Please download the game and movie segments, or not, and just listen to this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. See you next time.